A New York State Assemblyman was at the U.S. southern border recently. He visited some of the same places as did congressional members earlier in the summer. Yet Republican Colin Schmidt came away with a different impression and a final report. Republican Assemblyman Colin Schmidt planned his trip and funded it from his own bank account as he felt it was important to see the situation firsthand.
You know, I felt that there were pressing issues that are in the news on a daily basis regarding the immigration debate in our state and our nation. And as an assemblyman, I have, and I think many of the public might not even be aware, have a lot of my legislative time is allocated to taking action on immigration-related issues or issues that provide additional or new benefits to those who are in the country illegally. That is either brought to the floor, debated, and voted on, and or have been introduced at a regular basis in the New York State Legislature. I also have in my assembly district an ICE detention facility at the Orange County Jail Complex, where on a daily basis, an average of 300 to 500 detainees are being held who, within just 24 hours of crossing the border illegally, arrive at my district.
You hear about visiting these detention facilities and other facilities along the border, some of the same that congressional representatives and U.S. senators have visited. What is your takeaway as opposed to what others took away?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you that this is a complex, multidimensional crisis, both an immigration border security crisis and a humanitarian crisis. I personally did not witness any mistreatment of any individuals. I saw only humane conditions, humane treatment, sanitary, well-maintained services, showers, facilities, medical facilities. It actually very much resembled Army forward operating bases and different operations that I've experienced as a member of the military. Many of these complexes were not built to hold thousands of detainees, and with the surge at the border crossings, they had to ramp up their ability, and they had to do that in a military style using some military resources. So the shower unit, the dental units, they were actually facilities that very much are things that I have utilized in the Army. So it was interesting to see that. You know, the issue with cartels exploiting people, I don't think that has gotten through to the media, through the national media to individuals. Across the spectrum, we have cartels exploiting men, women, and children. No one can cross the border unless they go through a cartel. And whether they're using these people to help smuggle drugs or the real horrific thing is the exploitation of children, where we see cartels are actually renting children to individuals crossing illegally, since if you come over with a child that you declare as a family member, you're guaranteed release in no more than 20 days. So the longest that you can be detained is 20 days if you come with a child. So cartels are actually now in the business of, on a day-by-day fee, renting children in order to ensure people have an expedited release from federal detention. And at McAllen Station, which is the busiest on our southern border, they recently did a random DNA test of the first 100 family units that came through on a given day, and a third of them came back with no DNA match.
Schmidt visited the U.S. Border Patrol McAllen Station and toured the border in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas with local law enforcement. Schmidt says he then visited, on his own accord, the Valverde Border Humanitarian Coalition Emergency Shelter.
We spoke to many of those recently crossed immigrants about their experiences with U.S. Border Patrol, their experiences with the cartels to get here, what brought them here. Just kind of an overall summation of what they have gone through, what they feel they're going through, and not a single person who recently crossed had a bad word to say about Border Patrol or U.S. government treatment of them. They all sought out Border Patrol to voluntarily surrender and get medical aid. One had a sick child, so that the new Border Patrol would, and Border Patrol did provide medical aid to that child. And the volunteers also echoed that sentiment. Some of these volunteers have been there for months and months and months, with tens of thousands of family unit immigrants who had crossed illegally coming through at various points. And each volunteer said the same thing, that for as long as they've been there, there has not been a single bad word said about the dedication of Border Patrol, other federal law enforcement, and local law enforcement. They've been treated humanely, with respect, and with dignity. I think that's not something that has gotten out there.
Schmidt, a New Windsor resident who represents the 99th District, says New York is impacted by a so-called pull factor.
It's something that Border Patrol and local law enforcement down at the border reiterated over and over and over again, that particularly New York, which, as we were briefed, is the number one location, followed by California, that those crossing illegally seek to come to. And that many times is attributed to immigration pull factors, which are official government actions or rhetoric that is then used by cartels and amplified, especially down in Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, but they're amplified through social media, local media down there, as well as word of mouth, as a way to bring more people into exploitation by cartels and exasperate the border security issue at the border. So one example that was brought up to me during one of the briefings was the recent bill that I voted no on. They passed driver's license for illegal aliens. And they actually saw a surge in border crossings in a time frame after that, with those crossings saying they want to go to New York because they want to get driver's licenses. So when New York and other state and local entities, government entities, take action or say certain rhetoric, that is used to make the situation worse, to directly contribute to the crisis and exasperate it. So that's something that I've never heard brought up on the floor in debate, that I've never heard brought up in the discussion surrounding the legislative items that are either acted on here in New York or proposed. But I think that's an important piece.
Following his trip, Schmidt released a report September 3rd detailing what he saw and recommendations. And he will consider how to incorporate such phenomena like pull factors into a legislative discussion.
The last thing that I always want to consider is more legislation, because we have so much legislation, but we're going to be exploring different legislative remedies, including a way maybe to require a review of legislation that could trigger a pull factor. So that's something that we're currently looking at, to see if there's a way to introduce something in that regard, to really bring attention to the fact that pull factors might be created, even inadvertently, by some of this immigration and illegal immigrant benefit-related legislation that comes up.
Schmidt's report also includes information on drug and human trafficking and a border fence and wall. There's a link to the report at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.